Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on the way of the ocean, page 297. The Divine Providence awaiting us. America has that capacity. What do you think? When Americans start to learn to like the taste of fish, should the amount of money they spend on fish be more, or should they spend more money on drugs? Several years ago, I heard the statistic that in 1 year, Americans spend more than $40 billion on drugs. That must be more than doubled by now. Someone said tonight that they heard that as much as $200 billion has been spent on drugs. At least fish is a good and nutritious food for Americans. At least fish should be sold up to triple the amount of $200 billion each year. That means Americans should spend $600 billion on fish. Don't you think that should happen? Maybe there will be too much money, and no one will know what to do with it. Maybe we will go out to the ocean and give that money as bait to the fish. You know, I might say, so many fish died to feed this country, and they paid a lot of indemnity. Go ahead and spread out some of the cash to them. What if we put some of that money into the ocean, and the ocean waves carried it to South America? And then what if the fishermen down there would end up with a big net of dollars? Instead of fishing for fish, they would fish for dollars. Eventually, they would pay the international debt. Isn't that a good idea? What do you think? This fish business in Ocean Providence is truly something for Moonies to do. Nobody else can do what we do. It takes guts and drive to do it. What will become of it in 20 years? These pioneers will accomplish even more things than they already have. Where will you be in 20 years? Don't be like a grasshopper, idle today and subordinate to others in the future. You should think about where this movement started from. 40 years ago, I was all by myself. There were no friends, no house, no money, no organization. I was completely alone. There were no brothers, no family, no parents. They didn't understand. My parents worried about me. They thought, oh, our son was a very capable man, but he is going in a strange direction. Who then was the only ally that I had? Sometimes I was at the point where I cried out, even by myself, I will never give up. Then God became my sole ally, and only God was with me. That was the beginning point. Today, if you consider that God is your only ally, then don't worry about your future. God will guide you and protect you. That is the key. That is the most important thing. You can compete with God saying, God, if you are going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I will get up at 3 o'clock. I will beat you by an hour. And you can say, God, if you want to sweat, then I want to shed tears and sweat, not just sweat. You know the story about the Gloucester campaign? When I was going out at 4 o'clock in the morning, some of the fishermen started to go out earlier. Then I went out even earlier until finally I was leaving at 1 o'clock in the morning and staying out all night. Then they couldn't compete anymore. We won Gloucester that way. We won their respect in that way. The parent is always the one who works later, works harder, and begins earlier. It is the parent's heart which wants the children to rest while the parents want to do more and prepare for the next thing. The parental heart always wants to take care and watch over everything until the last moment. You thought that you were getting up early, but I tell you, before you got up, God was already there ahead of you. When you realize that God is always one step ahead of you, you cannot get tired. You cannot just give up. You always feel, I want to comfort God, but God is already there giving you comfort. With this understanding, you just want to make every effort to alleviate God's heart. With this kind of heart and mind, you will march forward and you will never fail. This is the testimony which I am giving you. I have been living this testimony throughout my entire life, over and over. I still have the goal that I want to grab this nation, turn it, and bring it back to God. It is like a dream, but this dream will come true. To those graduates of the seminary, if I give you this dream, would you accomplish it? You may get tired, but I will never get tired. You may get tired and stay behind and become a dropout, but I will never do that. I will ultimately achieve that goal, win that goal, and then, a few steps ahead of you, wait for your return. Don't come to me then with shame. Don't be sons and daughters of shame. Those who promise, Father, I will never become a son or daughter of shame, raise your hands and repeat, I promise. This is the true hope of America, and the world would become a better world than we could ever think. Wherever you go, you must look for the difficult task. Think, whatever is the most difficult task, I will do. If you go to the most difficult task, you will already find the parents there. Parents always go to the most difficult task. You will truly find God there. The typhoon may be blowing, but if you say, "No typhoon will ever stop my one hope," then God will be there. God will say, "My son, my daughter, you are truly my children. Welcome." That is the secret of my daily life. It is my daily credo. Everyone look at the clock. When you look at the clock and you see that it is already midnight, you think, it's too late. However, your thinking is late. If you think that God is starting to maneuver at 3 o'clock in the morning, then you will say, it's only midnight, it's early. That's the way to think. You have to look forward to being embraced by God. In order to do that, you have to begin by at least 3 o'clock in the morning. In that state, you are tired and start to doze in the car for just a moment. At that time, God will come to you and give you a revelation. If you just wake up happy in the morning with 8 hours of sleep and say, let's go for another picnic today, then you will never receive any revelation. You will never meet God there. You have to select the route where Satan cannot go. It must be so extreme that Satan will say, no, I can never go that way. You go without me. That is a course you must select. There, God alone will be waiting, and you solely will have the opportunity to meet with God. You might think, I've been working so hard and I'm bored with this. It's monotonous. There's no joy in this. You've got to be different. You have to look forward to tomorrow. You have to expect something exciting to happen tomorrow, the next day, and for the next 10, 20 years. You must always feel excited for life and never get tired. That is Reverend Moon's kind of Moonie. I will always bless this kind of person with the blessing of God. Today is a special opportunity so that you can rediscover yourself. It is historical, and it is your honor to have listened to me tonight. Each one of you shall go on to your mission. Go with strength, fortitude, and determination. I will always be with you. Ocean Church and the ocean businesses are a divine providence. I have declared it many times before, and I declare it again tonight. These are providential missions. Therefore, anyone who is devoted to this direction will receive God's blessing and protection and shall eventually prosper. Someday, some of you will become national leaders, lawmakers, congressmen, senators. I am a mysterious person. American people think that I am only famous in America, but when they go to Asia, they find out that I am even more famous there. It is the same in South America and Africa. Being here with me tonight is a rare opportunity. It is very rare. The reason that I meet with you face to face and talk to you is because you at least follow me and are trying to be one with me. If I had not been able to establish the true parents, who else would give a clear vision for the world today? Who else is really giving clear guidance and direction? I have had to work in the most adverse conditions, but the veil of that opposition is leaving and the world will soon be able to see who I am. Truly, we are going to be very unique people indeed. We are going to have an exciting future ahead of us. Please look forward to and work hard for that day. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.